There are more than 24 Kiwanis parks in Ontario. Elliott Lake has one. So do North Bay, London, Kitchener and Ridgetown. And Sault Ste. Marie now has its own Kiwanis Park, recognizing $280,000 raised by the Kiwanis Club of Lakeshore, its foundation, other Kiwanis entities and community partners, to revitalize what used to be known as Rosedale Park. The name change was approved last week. City staff, along with the chair of the Municipal Heritage Committee and the executive director of the Sault Ste. Marie Museum, have researched the history of Rosedale and found nothing significant other than that it reflected the name given to that subdivision, says Virginia McLeod, the city's manager of recreation and culture. The city's policy on naming or renaming parks and sports complexes requires that submissions acknowledge a contribution of significance to the community of Sault Ste. Marie by an individual or group. The proposed name, if possible, should have a direct relationship to the particular park or facility. Names should not duplicate identification elsewhere or create confusion for the public. Names of living persons may be used, but prior consent of the recognized person is required whenever possible. Names of deceased persons may be used, but consent of the family is required whenever possible. Naming of a municipal park or facility should not be permitted in honor of an elected official if the official is currently in office. Corporate names should not be accepted unless a significant financial or other contribution has been made to the city. Naming of facilities after donors shall be permitted as approved by members of council. City staff are arranging for public presentation of signage to acknowledge the renaming of Rosedale Park. Recent improvements there have included installation of a basketball court and new playground infrastructure. A grand opening for the revitalized park is expected to take place next month. As a platinum corporate sponsor of the Kiwanis Rosedale Park Revitalization Campaign, I believe in the vision and investments that the Kiwanis Club of Lakeshore, its foundation, the Kiwanis Club of Sault Ste. Marie and other Kiwanis entities have contributed to benefits the children and families of our community for decades to come, said Serge Vio, President and CEO of Vio Financial Group Inc., in a letter recommending the name change. To approve the park's name change to Kiwanis Park would honor and acknowledge the tremendous contributions the Kiwanis clubs have made in the past and leave a lasting legacy, Vio said.